following on from these introductions, it's now time to open the Siddur. And what's amazing about it is we start our day with the same words that we finish it with. And in fact, according to some in Hagim, we start our Shachris with the same words we finish it with as well. How so? Adon Olam. The first words of honoring Hashem, of showing our homage to Hashem in the morning, are the ones we utter when our day's work is done and we lie down to rest. We say Adon Olam. The cycle of events is linked by us turning towards Hashem. What does this do to us? It gives us a huge sense of security from the anxiety of the night and from the hardships of the day. We start our day and we finish it with an expression of our emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were there before anything else. You'll be there after everything finishes. Really, Ein Od Milvado, all there is you. You were, you are, you will be. In fact, Rav Shimon Shofar Hirsch says, the correct nikud, vowelization of yud ke vav ke, is means he who brings existence into being. And that's all of that what Adon Olam is. But it's more. It's a serene song. It's a song of trust in Hashem. The beauty of its form, says Rav Monk, the easy rhythm of its verse, the tender passion of its contents have an invigorating effect on the spirit and the soul. It strengthens in a person the attitude of optimism towards life which awakens with every sunrise. We're not exactly sure who wrote it. Maybe it was Shlomo Ibn Gabriel. Maybe it was of Haigon. It doesn't matter. Because there are two aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we discuss in Adon Olam that we sing about. On the one hand, He's infinite, He's exalted, He's above us, He's beyond us. Can we really conceive of an infinite being who brought all of creation into existence? But on the other hand, Vehu Keli, He's my God. Personal, intimate, close. Chai Gayali, Tzur Chevli. He's my God, my Redeemer, my Rock, my Protector. And this is just so Jewish. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both Avinu and Malkinu. He's our King. He's above, beyond. But He's our Father. He's so close. Hashem is the highest and the nearest. The more transcendent from one aspect He appears to be, the more intimate the other aspect is. And that's really it. Hashem li, Hashem is mine. It's unbelievable. A vigorous expression of joyous faith, and at the same time, a tender spiritual note, the unique relationship between us and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The same God to whom our prayers rise is the personal God who loves us, Avinu v'Rachamon, who adores us. This is exactly how children of Avraham Avinu relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem li, He's mine. And this is the way we start our day and this is the way we finish our day. We close the circle every single day. Remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, He's the creator, but we have a deeply personal relationship with Him.